time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 10th of December 2011. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirawa. On Saturday the 10th of December, Jan Scott talked to Andy Spence and Richard Melville from the Waiheke Coral Society, Lee Alexander from the Waiheke Island Council of Social Services, Linda Savage talking about upcoming production Murder Under the Mistletoe, and James Claremont from the Waiheke Farmers Market.
And now the guys that have got their mojo working and will be doing great things this afternoon are Andy and Richard from the Coral Society. Welcome.
Welcome. Good morning. Have you got your mojo working, Richard?
I've got my mojo working.
Me too.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, firstly, guys, we need to clear up a misunderstanding here that's in the Gulf News this week about the concert this weekend. Today's concert is at 2:30 p.m. and tomorrow's concert is at 7. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They've got them round the wrong.
The days are right. The time's
wrong. So if you turn up tonight at 7 o'clock at the high school, you're here at the right time, but the wrong play, wrong day.
Right. So to make that quite clear, it's 2:30 this afternoon at the high school, or 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the high school.
Yeah.
Right. Now tell us something about what we can look forward to at the concert.
Well, I think it's going to be a lovely little concert. It's music for the Christmas season, Advent season, music for the Advent season and the Christmas season. So we've got lots of carols and a little bit of Bach. We've got some Bach Christmas music, and we've got some Benjamin Britten Christmas music as well. So it's a pretty varied, very varied program, and all going rather well.
Is it particularly for people who are classically minded, or
No,
no, Richie's choosing the little peaches out of them.
In fact, some of the Bach, people will know some of the Bach, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, and a couple of the chorales out of the Cantata Sleeper's Wake. People will recognise more of Bach's popular music than people might sort of think. So it's all good stuff, all good stuff.
So it'll be a good introduction to some classical music
for younger people, if
the kids along.
And then popular Christmas carols to finish. You don't have a Christmas concert without the Hallelujah Chorus, so we've included that as well, and a nice little encore at the end.
That's a secret.
Oh, absolutely. And that's and is that that's audience participation?
Yeah, I think if the audience feel that they know some of the carols, they're most welcome to join in as well.
That'd be great. Yeah. Now, this is this a bit of a departure from your usual end of year concert? Don't you usually do the Messiah or something of that sort?
No, we have done Christmas concerts in the past. The usual departure is where we are. We normally do our Christmas concerts at St. Peter's, but we had a little bit of a misunderstanding as to what was available and when. So we've decided to follow V12 and Sister Shout and move out to the high school hall. And it's our first venture there for about 17 years. We were there about 17 years ago at Christmas time. So but that's when it was the gymnasium and not the theatre. So things have changed a bit since then.
They sure have. Yes, it's a great little venue now.
Bring a cushion with you. The seats are a little hard. So bring a cushion if you've got a tender behind.
Yeah.
But you won't need a cushion because you're bored.
No, not at all.
I think you'd be very entertained.
Yeah, I think so. And it's the program itself, including the interval, is probably just over an hour. It's not going to dig into your busy time at Christmas. So
you've got plenty of time to go to the concert and then get home and get your picnic dinner together to go down to the little O to the carols by the sea.
Carols by candlelight. Yeah, that'd be good.
In fact,
you can have a run through of the carols.
That's a good idea.
It's a rehearsal.
Rehearsal for carols.
Yeah, so you can remember what they're like.
Yeah.
It's only 12 months ago.
Yeah.
Those 12 months come round quick.
They sure do. Now, how's the Coral Society going?
Well, maybe Andy could, because we've just had a pretty successful year, really, haven't we?
We have, yeah. I mean, excuse me, the Fiddler on the Roof season, that took up 6 months of the choir. It was such a big undertaking, and it had really good audience turnout for that.
Yeah.
It was one of the best things I've been involved in.
Yeah.
And it was a shame Richard wasn't involved.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't involved in that.
He needed a break, and it was a good time.
Yeah,
and
it was really good. Really enjoyed. Actually, I enjoyed being in the audience, so it was really great.
That would have been a different perspective for
you. Yeah, it was. And of course, we did the Messiah earlier in the year at Easter time this year, so because that fitted in well with Easter being a bit late, so we managed to schedule the Messiah for Easter instead of Christmas. So.
Was the Messiah originally written for Easter?
Yeah, it was. It was. It was originally performed at Easter time. The first performance was at around that time of the year in Dublin, I think. In Dublin, yeah.
Right.
So, it started off as an Easter thing, but it sort of drifted to the end of the year, and now it's mostly done at Christmas time. And I think the Choral Society do theirs Monday and Tuesday next week in Auckland. So. Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things I really like about the Waiheke Choral Society is it caters for everybody.
Mm.
For people who like singing the more serious stuff, and for people like me who like playing around and dabbling in it.
This year, our playing around is going to be the Mikado. That's going to be our choice for this next year.
Wonderful.
Which will be a complete departure from Fiddler on the Roof.
Absolutely.
But I think what's going to be good about this one is it's a huge chorus thing. So the whole choir can be involved in the run-up and learning all the songs. So we'll have some real Waiheke chorus work in the play this year, which we've missed out for a couple of years.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant.
Well, Gilbert and Sullivan, they always do some good choral stuff.
Yeah. Mm, they do. And I think from memory, the Choral Society, that's what they used to do, wasn't it?
We did a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan early on. Yeah. Well, from when I became the conductor, we did about three or four of the Gilbert and Sullivan operas, and they were always hugely popular.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did Mary play last time in the Mikado? She played...
Mary was...
Yum Yum, wasn't she?
Yum Yum in the Mikado, yeah. And I think it was...
Philip
Simons.
Right.
So,
Yes. No, we've had some great Gilbert and Sullivan.
We'll be starting on that sort of end of February time.
Yeah.
So will you be calling for auditions?
I think so, yeah.
And are you looking for members at the moment?
Oh, yeah, we're always looking for members. Always looking for members.
Yep.
Okay, right.
So and there's no audition for the choir.
No audition. It's a real community choir, so... we have people of all ages, all talents.
It's amazing what we managed to get out of them. I'm always amazed.
Yeah.
I like the ceremony of carols.
Yeah.
Reg Towers plays the piano, and he said, "Dad, you never do that."
Yeah.
And then he said, "God, you're really doing a good job of this." He was very impressed.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, isn't it? That there are so many different types of people in the choir.
There's
something for everybody. There's always a role for everybody that you manage to do, which is great.
And people come and go, sort of like, so they might spend in a couple of years and then do something else and then come back. So it's really good. It's a real.
So if we've got anybody out there listening who wants to join the choir, how do they go about it?
Tuesday Whittaker's at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we were Tuesday nights Whittaker's at 7 o'clock. Yeah, so
okay. Righty ho.
Yeah,
and will you be doing that this coming week?
No.
This is the end of the year, basically.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So there'll be notices in the Golf News and.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. When we put a notice in saying, we're starting rehearsals for the Mikado and the choirs starting singing and so on.
And whatever day it says in the Golf News, don't worry about it. It's always Tuesday, right? So
it's always Tuesday. No, I can't blame the Golf News. We don't know how it all... We've had an interesting time with publicity on this show. It's been up and down, I must admit.
And, of course, we're talking to Richard Melville and Andy Spence from the Waiheke Choral Society about the concert that the Choral Society are doing today and tomorrow. And it's Christmas music, of a wide variety of Christmas music, including carols, but also some of the more serious stuff from Mozart and Bach. And that is happening this afternoon at 2:30 at the High School Hall, or tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the High School Hall. So you've got plenty of time to go along to the concert this afternoon, and before you go down to sing your hearts out at Little O with the carols. And as we said before, it's a bit like a rehearsal, because you're allowed to participate in the carol part of it, aren't you, of this concert?
Yep, absolutely.
So do you have a pianist or a band or...
Well, we're so lucky this time that Reg, who played so well for during Fiddler, is going to play again for us, Reg Towers. And Gillian Baines, who was one of the violinists in the orchestra for Fiddler, is helping out as well. So it's a nice little sound.
It's a nice sound. It really suits the Bach and Mozart genre.
Yeah, lovely sound. Yeah. So
how many of you in the choir?
I think it sort of varies from 30 to 35.
Yeah, I thought we were just over 35.
Just over 35, yeah. So, good number, good number.
We vary in age from 90-odd to 9.
Is it 9?
Wow. I think it's one of Nicholas's youngsters. Mylis, how old is Mylis? 10?
Isn't that brilliant?
I'll be 10. Yeah. Sorry, Mylis, if I got your age wrong.
Yeah. Well, of course, you got a lot of young people coming along when you did King and I, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And that's got to be good.
Yeah, it is. It
have
is.
A lot of them stayed on?
Well, no, they usually turn up for whatever show we're doing. So we didn't have them. We don't have them in the choir side of the society. But it really depends on what show we're doing. Yeah. So when we did the pantomime, and they were all there for that, and Peter Pan, they were there.
Yeah.
And King and I.
Yeah,
there's a few in Fiddler as well.
But if you're a budding opera singer, you know, please feel free. You know, you can come along to the Choral Society and learn how to read music. And I mean, that's the difference with our choir, is that we do read music, so we end up doing some of the more complex and challenging pieces of work. Yeah. So if you do want to learn that, it's a great place to learn it.
Yeah. It is indeed. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You don't have to be a sight reader to
begin
with.
No, you don't. No, we take it fairly slowly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we do.
fairly gently.
Let's not scare the
with a great sense of humour.
Yeah, we always have a laugh.
A great sense
of humour. Yeah, we always have a few smiles, a few laughs.
Like saying, you might occasionally want to look at those little black dots on the piece of paper in front of you.
No, it's all good stuff.
It is good stuff, yes. And Richard, of course, you don't live on the island, do you?
No, so come across. We've got a place on the island. We we come over for weekends if we can, and come across every Tuesday. So
so that's dedication.
Dedication.
And
yeah.
I mean, during show, you're over a lot.
Oh, it could
more
be two or three times. Yeah. It could be two or three times a week.
That's right. Which is probably why you needed a break this year.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Bit of burnout.
Well, and when you're working full time and you're on call 24/7, that sort of thing, it's not so easy, is it?
No,
we're very lucky to have you. How long have you been involved with the choir?
It's 18 years. It'll be 20 years in 2013.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved with Waiheke Choral Society?
Well, when Hugh decided that he'd had enough of the Waiheke Choral Group for a while and was going to form Sing Waiheke, some of the members decided that, no, they wanted the Waiheke Choral Group to continue. So they had a meeting, I think, at the beginning of that year, and decided that they'd go ahead and keep going as the Waiheke Choral Group as it was then. And and it was Kit Nelson who decided that she would nominate Richard Melville as the musical director. And it took off from there. And we did our first concert in July of that year, and then a Christmas concert as well. And we formed it was just a choral group at that stage, and then we formed it into an incorporated society, and have regular committee meetings and all that sort of thing. So it's gone from strength to strength, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, Kara.
Kara, yes,
known,
yeah.
She's still involved, isn't she?
Still involved.
Yes.
Still involved. Yeah.
And how old is she now? 91.
Just turned 91. Wow. Yeah. And the choir's actually been going, it'll be 36 years, and I think Cara's been involved for 35 of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't only sing, she conducts and
she plays the piano. Plays the piano,
an all-round musician.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's great to have people like that.
Yeah, it is, it really is.
But then you've been fortunate with other members of the choir who've been multi-talented, like Marion Robertson.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got a wealth of...
There's always somebody steps up to the job, isn't there?
It's amazing that happens, though.
Yeah.
So are you grooming anybody to conduct in your stead?
No. Look, I always think that there's always somebody around, nobody's indispensable, so you know, yep. we'll eventually sort of decide that that's enough. Somebody will be there. There'll be somebody.
Oh, yeah, you can
give
come
it a
and
go.
Take a back seat and, yeah, and
yeah,
sing
right.
in the choir.
Sing in the choir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, the Mikado you were going to do next year, have you got any yeah. rough idea of when that's going to happen?
June, July. I mean, it's our usual
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, usually halfway through the year.
It's
yeah.
not such yeah. a challenging performance to put on as the fiddler, so I think we'll be able to do it slightly earlier this time.
Yeah.
And are you involved in that, Richard?
Oh, we haven't decided yet. Yeah, but I'd love to be involved somewhere along. Love to be involved somewhere along the line. Yeah, yeah.
No, you'd be conducting again.
Yeah, yeah, we did it last time. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
I mean, with all the choral numbers.
Yeah, that's right.
That'll be the big undertaking there to get that sounding good.
Yeah. It's great music.
It is. Beautiful.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
I spoke to Alan Knight a couple of weeks ago, and his ears pricked up when
they
talked about Mikado and Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yeah,
so,
he might be
roped in some way, maybe directing or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I saw a video. A few months ago of a Canadian production of it that was highly camp, and it was very, very funny.
It was
great. It goes back quite a few years, I think. There are all sorts of ways of playing it.
There are. The basic themes are still topical, you know.
What a brilliant collaboration.
Fantastic, with
Gilbert and Sullivan. They were political satirists.
Particularly Gilbert. Yeah, he
so
was.
Wonder they didn't go to the tower. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd be interested to see if we can get a bit of a Japanese sound in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Chris Orange,
Some of the actual themes are Oriental, because when they wrote it, there was actually an exhibition in London at the time, going on at the time of Japanese theatre and music and there was that sort of at that time there was that Oriental sort of thing that a lot of people wrote music for and wrote Puccini as well, Madame Butterfly, written basically about the same time. So really good.
It's great. Well, if you're
well-known tunes.
Well-known tunes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Three little mates from school, are we?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of that nonsense. So if you're interested in getting involved with the Waiheke Choral Society, I guess they could give you a ring, Andy. You're in the phone book, aren't you?
Yep, 933.
933. 372-933 for Andy Spence. In the meantime, if you want to make inquiries about the Choral Society, because they're in recess after your concert.
Just for a couple of months.
Have a bit of a break to refresh.
We've got our end of year booze up coming up.
We do. That's right. Christmas party.
Yeah,
get back into it in February.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you've got business to do today and tomorrow with the concert at the High School Hall this afternoon at 2:30 and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the High School School Hall, the Choral Society's Christmas concert, which will be a lot of fun. And it's got some great music there, and of course your favourite Christmas carols that you can sing along to. So get along there and support the Waiheke Choral Society. Thank you, Andy and Richard, for coming in.
Thank you, Jan, for asking us. Wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Waiheke Radio. You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio, your community radio. It's now my pleasure to say welcome to Lee Alexander. Lee's here from the Waiheke Island Waiheke Council of Social Services, and she's also involved in the budgeting area. Welcome, Lee.
Good morning.
Right, now, we were talking before about budgeting over Christmas time, and it's a matter really about keeping things simple, isn't it?
It is.
Not getting too carried away or...
Yeah, keep those credit cards in at home if you can.
That's right. Well, there's an awful lot of pressure to buy the kids what other kids have got and all that sort of thing, isn't there?
Yeah, we're up against the advertising too and what kids want and about 10 favourite presents and... Mm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like that.
No, exactly. Mm. We're lucky here on the island that we've got so much natural
resources
around. Yeah, that we can go to we can do simple things like having a ham sandwich on the beach on Christmas Day instead of all the trimmings and the.
We can.
And it's a real Waiheke Christmas. Make it a real Waiheke Christmas. Mm. Yeah. Now, you've got a gardening project.
We have. We're in with the Waiheke Resources Trust, and we've done three gardens so far that we're just helping people that, A, can't really afford to put a garden in, and that so we go round and put gardens in for people.
Really?
And that it's been wonderful. On Tuesday night we had Roz that is doing the gardening at the Waiheke Community Education. So we had seven people all up and we did this really great little garden and put in veggies and it was just wonderful. It was a really good night.
Oh, brilliant. Mm. So this is in somebody's backyard?
In someone's backyard.
Wow. Mm. What a good idea.
It is. It's a good, just a good to get them started.
Mm. Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
Do you also provide some assistance as to how they should maintain the garden once you've put it in?
We do. Anna Lowe from the Resources Trust put a little garden together, a little gardening book together. So we give one of those to the families as well.
Oh, right. Mm. Okay. And that sort of like a dummy's guide to gardening, is it?
It is.
Simple. That's what
keep
I need.
It simple.
That's
yeah.
what I need. Yes, I'm a hopeless gardener.
And container gardening as well, you know, if you mm. can't. And that the biggest issue is the water, of course.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And I find it much easier just to have things growing in pots.
It is.
And then you can put the washing up water on it or that sort of thing. You don't have to, because I wash up in the summertime. I'll wash the dishes in a bowl,
yeah,
and put that on the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yeah, that is a real problem for a lot of people on the island. We'd love to have a nice garden, but we just don't have the water resources.
Yeah, and it's always touch and go. It's always weather dependent, so we can only do our best.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you a gardener?
I do. I love gardening.
Oh, right. Mm. I wonder if you can answer this question for me.
Yeah.
Why is it that weeds grow so easily and so prolifically and nothing else does?
I don't know.
Isn't that incredible?
Apparently a lot of weeds are good for us.
I'm sure they are. Mm. Yes. And there's some very pretty ones out there.
There are.
Some of my favourites are weeds. They will now been deemed to be noxious, but I still like the wild jasmine and the honeysuckle and things like that. Yes, it's a pity they've become a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah,
but it is interesting. I guess they must have a really strong genetic background to survive droughts and storms and goodness knows what else.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a wonder some scientist hasn't come up with how they could mutate that to real plants.
Yeah.
Yes, but there you go. Now, what else is the budgeting service involved with?
Well, we started our first pilot program at Adult Lit this year, and that teaching budgeting, because that's like our focus now. We want to actually get back into the community now we've got more staff and teach budgeting so they don't end up at the budgeting service.
That's a good idea.
And that, yeah, and I mean, it was good, and we learned a lot while we were doing it as well, so we can hone it a lot better. And that we did one at Goldwater yesterday for the three teenagers that have just left school and got scholarships at Goldwater.
Oh,
so that was good. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we confused them a bit, but you know, just planting the seeds is really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're doing this with adult literacy.
Adult lit.
What about in the schools?
Well, I'm just waiting to hear from Tony actually to see if we can get into the health program.
Mm.
And then at the high school.
Yes, I heard a story the other day about a social service up in Foray who runs budgeting service, mm-hmm. and one of the local high schools there has asked them to go in and
Great.
Do a budgeting program.
Yeah.
And I think, well, that's where you really need to start, isn't it?
Just with basic
start
budgeting.
Them young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the good old days when I was at school, at primary school, the Auckland Savings Bank used to come once a week and you handed over your sixpence or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and you got your book back with it.
I've still got mine.
Yeah. I mean, what a great idea.
It is.
It's a good way. I mean, only sort of 10 cents a week and it adds up.
It does. And that compound interest.
Yes,
it's something
right.
that people just don't know about anymore. Mm. So.
No, that's right. Mm. Yeah. So it'd be good if you could really get in at a younger age to start them off on the right track.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably been one of the best things that have happened during the recession, which sounds a bit crazy, but... You know, it has actually made people aware and families as a whole aware of what where the money's going. And
exactly.
I've got a grandson that sort of asks, well, how much will that cost? That's too expensive. So, you know, things like that are really good. You know, there's positive things coming out of it.
That's right. Yes, there is. And it does make you think twice. You know, do I really need this?
Exactly.
And, of course, I think the trend has been, too, that people who've never stepped inside a food bank in their lives are doing so. And they're not necessarily people who are out of work. It's just they're having difficulty balancing the budget and paying the rent or the mortgage or whatever.
And that's what's happening. And the power bill's going up so much, played a big impact on people's budgets.
That's right.
And just everything.
And do we have a food bank on the island?
Well, we have one at work, and that we have...
Is that at the CAB?
No, the Waiheke Budget Service.
Oh, I have a budget step, right.
And that there is criteria, of course, and that... we have a cupboard full of food, which is provided from the St. Peter's Catholic Church and the Anglican Church. Every month they do a collection and bring it in, which has been just a lifesaver really for us. We have access to vouchers in that, and depending on how much money we have at the time, and that because quite often it depends on people's dietary needs. If they're gluten-free and things like that, we need the vouchers so they can go and buy food that they'll eat. And that, so yeah, and we've got our boxes at our for our Christmas season at Onirua 4 Square and down at Countdown. Sorry, I keep thinking Woolworths, but it's Countdown now. And I just want to say that, you know, we're not the Salvation Army run that they're doing in conjunction with Countdown, and that which is also down there where the little red box sort of put away. So yeah, okay. But it's really important that we get food because we've got a list of people that we need to get food to this Christmas.
Whereabouts is that little red box in Countdown?
It's just on the exit. When you're actually leaving, it's just by the notice board.
Okay, so you don't see it when you come in?
No.
So how do you know it's there and to buy something before you go through the checkout?
Well, you don't really. And Countdown are actually doing the promotion with the Salvation Army and that. But
yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is a tricky one.
Yeah, okay. So really what we need to ask our listeners to do is be aware that there is a little red box at Countdown for the budgeting service for the Christmas parcels, and it's by the door as you go out. So when you go in to Countdown, just remember when you're writing your shopping list to put an extra tin of something or you know, packet of something on your list to put in that box as you go out the door.
That would be wonderful.
Yes. No, that's because it's really important. And when are you going to be distributing these?
Probably the 23rd, probably around the 20th, 21st of December.
Do you need helpers to do that?
Oh, we've got quite a bit of help. We always seem to get a lot of help when it comes to distributing. So that's good.
That's good. Mm. That's good. Yes, exactly. Will you be having a service over the holiday period, sort of an emergency line, or will you carry on your business as usual?
No, we'll be closed from the 23rd of December until the 10th of January. And that, and otherwise everybody can go to the Waiheke CAB.
Ah, right.
And that in Ocean View Road. So, and they'll have food there if needed.
Right. Mm. Or, yeah.
And there's also, like, you know, there's the Grow store down at the Ostend Market. And that on a Saturday morning where you can actually go and swap food and that, and especially the fresh vegetables and things like that. And there's the community gardens that you can join as well.
Yes, that's right. It's an excellent idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just being, I mean, if you've got a grapefruit tree that's sort of laden, you can take a bag of grapefruit down and throttle for a bunch of silver meat or something.
Yep.
It's a brilliant idea.
It is, yeah. There's some really good things happening on Waiheke. There's another, it's on Facebook, and it's a little trading page where you can buy and sell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's another really good thing that people are using.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're talking to Lee Alexander about budgeting, and, of course, the budgeting service is a member of the Waiheke Council of Social Services, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. They do some great work too, don't they?
They do.
Mm. Yeah.
They do.
I'm not quite sure how that council came into being. I sort of vaguely remember reading something about it a few years ago and inviting people to come along to a meeting and see how it went.
Oh, look,
but the budgeting service seems to be a natural fit with it, doesn't it?
With Waikos. Well, Lomon from the CAB, I believe, started it probably 15, 16 years ago in there. So it's been around a long time, but it's only just been recently that it's sort of everybody's come on board. Yeah.
Well, it's a good idea because there were so many things out there happening that people were starting up and doing, and the danger was that, that people would be reinventing the wheel.
Well, that's so still happening.
I suppose it does.
It does.
You get people who are all enthusiastic about something and not realising perhaps that already, it's already being done in one way or another.
Yeah, and the main purpose of YCOS is to be an umbrella group for funding.
Right.
That's their kudos, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. So your garden project gets funding, does it?
No, we've actually used Waiheke Budgeting Services money and that, that we earned off interest.
Oh, okay.
And we thought instead of putting that back into ops, we'll try and do something a bit more positive with it.
Yes. Now, if my memory serves me correctly, you the budgeting service was having a problem with their accommodation at one stage. Has that been sorted?
Well, we're down at 142 Ocean View Road, which is now back on the market.
All right.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's a difficult one because we're a not-for-profit organisation. It's sort of out of our reach to go into a business premises, and that because there's usually not just the rent. There's rates and all sorts of other things added on, and so yeah, we're just sort of hoping that we can stay there a bit longer.
So whereabouts on Ocean View Road is that?
Next to the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay.
And in Puriri Street.
Right.
The driveway access is off Puriri Street.
Okay, so you're in behind the church, are you?
We are.
Ah,
yeah.
Right.
It's a nice little spot. It's nice and private. And
yes, and I mean, that's an important thing with the budgeting service and that people should be aware that it's strictly confidential.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're there to help you. So don't feel as though you're a failure because you're in the red.
No, well,
or
it did.
Deeply in debt. Yeah. And it happens to most of us at some stage in our lives. And if there's somebody with a bit of knowledge that can help you through that, if you're really in a desperate spot, quite often you can't see how on earth you're going to get out of it.
And it's just and sharing it just that needs, problem.
It is. And it's somebody else with fresh eyes looking at it and saying, well, hey, well, what about doing this? Or, is this person hassling you to be paid? And you say, no, well, okay, we'll put that in one pile and you know, work it out gradually, paying off the most urgent ones and getting around to the others later and placating them with, you know, if you let them know that they will get paid, but, you know, might take a little bit longer, then people are usually very accommodating.
They are.
So don't feel threatened or upset if you really are in that situation. For goodness sakes, don't hesitate to go to the budgeting service. What sort of hours do you keep?
We're open on Tuesdays from 9 till 4 and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 9 till 2.
Okay.
And that we can do out of hours appointments. Right. And that we're pretty much based on appointments now because we did get so busy.
Right.
We've had another busy time. It just helps if we know that people are coming in. I mean, it doesn't mean it's always going to happen like that, but it's sort of what we try, our guidelines are.
Right, and what's the phone number there?
372-6300
for the Waiheke Budgeting Service. And they're situated just in behind the Presbyterian Church.
That's
just in Puriri Road.
Yep, we also have a website
and
that, which is waihekebudgetingservice.org.nz. And we also have a Facebook page, and that just with general tips and things like that on, if
Excellent.
People just want to have a quick look.
Oh, that's good. That's great. That, Waiheke Budgeting website and Facebook.
Mm.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lee, for coming in.
You're welcome.
And I won't see you again until next year, so have a great Christmas and New Year.
You too. Thank you.
And go well.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, not so silly and highly entertaining, we're welcoming Linda Savage. Welcome, Linda.
Hello, Jen. Nice to be here.
Now, you've come to talk to us about a fascinating sounding production that's coming up on the 16th and 17th at Artwork called
Absolutely.
The Murder Bureau are back, presenting Murder Under the Mistletoe. Tell us something about that.
Okay, that's absolutely right. We're back. Murder Bureau is myself and Emma Bowyer-Warner. We've done two murder mystery dinner theatres before, and a few of the actors were getting together, and we thought, hey, let's do something for Christmas. So Emma and I said, yes, let's go for it. Let's do it. So hence we have Murder Under the Mistletoe on the 16th and 17th of this month. It's great fun. What it is it's the Countham Finances annual Christmas party. All of the audience guests are staff of Countham Finance, and all of the actors play members of the management team. And during their Christmas festivities, one of the members gets killed, gets murdered. And what the audience need to do, i.e. the staff of Countham Finance, is guess who did it and how. So there'll be clues all the way through that they'll need to be listening and looking out for. Now, during this event, we will have starters, mains, and a dessert. So the play is all set around this meal. So it's going to be such fun. We've had full houses for the last two we did, and also fantastic feedback. It's so funny. The characters are absolutely hilarious.
That sounds brilliant. What a fun thing to do just before Christmas.
Yep, that's what we thought.
And you're doing two shows.
Yep, we're doing two shows, the Friday night and the Saturday night. The tickets are $40, and that includes the meal. The meal, it's a set meal. We can't do choices and things like that. We will be providing for vegetarians, and we will be providing for wheat gluten-free eaters. So those are the only exceptions, really. We've got some fantastic actors. We've got John Brown, who's got a wealth of experience, and many people may know him. We've got Lucinda Peterkin. She's the Dramability teacher. She was recently in Abigail's Party, which was a huge success, an incredibly talented woman. Kim Whittaker, also from Abigail's Party, he was one of the leads there, and he's really funny. He's also going to be appearing in Kaleidoscope soon. Margarita Wilson, who's also a member of Kaleidoscope, she's going to be in a Kaleidoscope production coming up. She's absolutely awesome in her high heels. That's all I'm going to tell you about Margarita. And then we've got Ella Dear-Seren. He's worked with Emma and I before on the murder mysteries, both of the other two that we've done. And he's a really funny guy, and the audience will love him. And, of course, myself, who's in this one, who plays a very mumsy character, which is quite an interesting character for me. But so there's some fantastic characters there, and Emma's directing, so it's a really good bunch of people.
It sounds great. Yes, of course. Ellador was on one of, he was the owl part of Alan and Simon that did the morning show, breakfast show on,
yes,
Saturday.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And a lot of people here, they had a good following there. And I gather the boys are coming back too, which is good. But getting back to the play, who wrote it?
It was an American lady called Paula Hilton. It's a format. Murder mystery is really big in America. They've got restaurants that just focus on murder mysteries that people go to. It's quite new in New Zealand. Emma and I know of another company that does murder mystery, but it's not something that's really well known in New Zealand. So it's a format script. We used her script in one of the other ones we did before. They're not great scripts, but they create great characters, and it's the characters that deliver the scripts that are just so funny.
Have you Waiheke-ized it at all?
Pardon?
Have you Waiheke-ized it?
Not entirely, no. There is, no, we haven't really, no.
Right. No, but as you say, the characterizations are the important things, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely, and they are really funny. We've had some real huge belly laughs during rehearsals on this, and I'm sure the audience will love them. The audience loved them. They're the same sort of characters, or similar-ish, but they really interact well with the audience as well, and the audience get 1 minute to interview each of the suspects, which is also great fun. And, of course, the winning table gets a prize. So there are 10 tables of 8. Right. So what you do on your table of 8 is you need to share your observations, discuss who you think did it, how they did it, and then you present your solution sheets, and then the winning table gets a prize. And so what a number of people have done is booked tables. They've got a whole group of people together, and I think the marketplace of using it as their Christmas party. That's so it's a really good idea, you know, to get some people you know together and have some real good fun. And it is really good fun. There's a bar, a cash bar. So, you know, have something nice to eat. Sherry, who runs Bowlers, the RSA, and does a lot of private catering, is doing all the food. I've tasted her food, and it's really delicious. So,
That sounds great. Now, do the police get involved?
And there is a policeman on hand, because obviously there's a murder. Yes. So he will need to be around, and he will be turning up, yes.
Uh-huh, right. And how long does the play take?
It will probably take, with all the breaks and eating the meals, probably about 2 hours, I'd say. Around about 2 hours. And as I said, it is such good fun for people. And there's quite a freedom, if you know. You can go and get a drink when you want one, but you just might need to make sure that you're following the clue. So if you leave the room, make sure your partner or somebody else is looking out for you, because you might miss a clue.
Right, exactly. Now, we're talking to Linda Savage about Murder Under the Mistletoe, a dinner theatre night that's happening at Artworks next weekend, Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th, where the audience is are the staff members at a Christmas party.
Absolutely.
And they're the ones that have got to solve who done it.
And how, yes.
Yeah, and tickets are $40, and that includes a 3-course meal, plus all the entertainment. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. From Shop the Rock. And obviously, you need to book in advance. Otherwise, with the limited seating.
Yeah, there's only 10 tables of 8. Yeah.
Right. So there's only 80 people can get in there.
Yep.
So think about doing this for your staff Christmas do, or getting a group of friends together for a pre-Christmas function. It sounds like great fun.
Is there a chance to sing some carols?
Oh, really?
Because there's a few carols in the script. Aye, there is a few carols.
Okay, now is it the sort of staff Christmas party from hell?
No. It's the management team from hell, but it's not a staff Christmas party from hell. But if you had a management team like that, I mean, it would be a very, very fun, loving company to work in, I have to say.
Right. Okay. Now, what's the name of the company?
The company's name is Countum Finance.
Counting Finance.
Countum
Finance. Oh, Countum.
Yes, yeah, Countum Finance.
Countum Finance. So, should the audience go along in character?
They don't need to. There's no major sort of part that they need to play apart from just really watch and observe the play and just enjoy it. So it's the setting that is really the Count and Finance Christmas party. So the whole setting is based around that. But some people, if you're shy about participating, don't worry, because you don't have to participate. So if anyone's scared of that, they don't have to. But if they want to treat it like their work's Christmas party and their company's called Count and Finance, let's go for it. Let's have fun.
Oh, you might be asking for trouble then. No, that sounds... It's a brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant idea. Now, how many productions do you do in a year?
Well, we haven't done a Murder Bureau production now for about 2 years. I think it was 2 years was the last one we did, which was Murder Under the Grapevine. Again, it was pre-sold before the show, and great audience feedback. It depends on the feedback again we get from audience, and whether or not when we do another one, you know. So we're not sure when the next one will be. So it's very much watch this space.
Do you do other productions?
Most of the cast, well, all of the cast are involved in other drama activities. For example, and you mentioned Ella Deer. Ella Deer's a Waiheke Radio DJ. He's also part of Neptune Theatre. Myself, as part of Neptune Theatre, Waiheke Theatre Company as well. And I do Dramability and Sister Shout. Margarita is Kaleidoscope, Waiheke Theatre Company. Cindy's Dramability, Waiheke Theatre Company. John Brown is Waiheke Theatre Company. Emma has done is Murder Bureau, Waiheke Theatre Company, and Neptune Theatre. She's a very talented actress, very, very, very busy on the theatrical side here on the island, as is a number of the others that are part of the cast. So
So Neptune Theatre, is that a Waiheke?
That's the Waiheke Radio Theatre Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Neptune
Theatre is run by Emma. And both Thalidu and I have worked with Emma on a couple of her radio productions, radio plays.
Oh, that's right. They're the ones that you do the radio programs.
Yeah, she did the radio plays.
Okay. And Waiheke Theatre Company, that's been around for a while?
Waiheke Theatre Company's new. Well, I say it's well. It is kind of new. It's evolving. It's looking at putting on some really good quality drama. We're looking at putting on at least two shows next year. So we haven't decided on the plays yet, but it's really using and capitalizing on the enormous talent that we have here on the island. We've got some incredibly talented actors, set designers, directors, lighting, right? You know, there's an enormous array of theatrical talent here on the island. And what Waiheke Theatre Company wants to do is actually embrace that and make things happen. You know, get some really good drama. The first play that we put on was Abigail's Party. That got fantastic reviews. It was a brilliant play, even if I say so myself. It was a really good play, and the quality was incredibly high. And that's the benchmark that the Waiheke Theatre Company wants to take. It's very much led by John Brown, which is great because everything needs a driver, and at the moment he's driving, and he's got a lot of support from people like myself, from Cindy, from Emma, Margarita. You know, so there's a lot of support around to get this off the ground.
Yeah, because John's been around for a fair while, one way or another.
Yes, he's been around as John Brown. Let's not go there. I think that's another radio interview. But yes, he's been around.
But tell me, he's been on a lot of shows on the island. He's been on the island for a long time, and he's done a wide variety of shows.
Yes, he's done a lot of professional work as well in the past. So, you know, as I said, the actors in this piece, there's a number of them that have done a lot of work and very talented people.
That's right. And what we're talking about with talented people is the cast of the murder mystery, Murder Under the Mistletoe, which is going to be performed next Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th at Artworks at 7 p.m. And it's a dinner at Come Theatre Night, so it's a staff Christmas party, the accounting firm Christmas party, and you, as a member of the audience, are one of the staff members of Countam Accounting, and the staff are the cast are the management team, and one of them, I presume, it's one of them that gets murdered.
Someone does get murdered.
Somebody gets murdered, and the audience or the staff members are challenged to figure out who done it and how.
Wow, yes, that's right.
What a fantastic pre-Christmas event to go to, and it's only $40, and that includes a 3-course meal. And it starts at 7 on Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th, and tickets are available from Shop the Rock. So because there's only 80 tickets available, we strongly urge that you go out and run down there this afternoon and book your tickets, or get together a group of 10
8
group of 8
10 tables
and
of 8.
And make that your pre Christmas get together or your staff Christmas party. It sounds great.
Thank you
Linda. We've been talking to Linda Savage, who's one of the stars of the show, and we wish you well with the show, and also for a very merry and happy Christmas New Year,
and a Merry Christmas to you, John, and to everyone that's listening, and I hope to see you next weekend.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Oh, it's my very great pleasure to welcome to the stage, as it were, James Claremont. Now, James was interviewed not so long ago on Waiheke Radio for his cheesemaking enterprise and work, but today he's coming to talk to us about something quite different that's starting tomorrow. And tell us about that, James.
Thank you, Jan. Well, tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. down at the Bay, Matiatia, is the Waiheke Sunday Market. So what that means is we've got around about 20 to 23 artisan food stalls, including arts and crafts, as well as a free jumpy castle for the kids. The market's been brought about, really, by the desire for there to be something on a Sunday so people can go out and buy their foods for the day. And being such a beautiful setting down at the bay, we thought we'd take advantage of the opportunity to go down there.
Right, so it's, what time does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. and it should run through to 1 to 2 o'clock.
Okay, and will it be every weekend?
It'll be every Sunday, weather permitting.
Right, okay. And this will go through for the summer months, will it?
It will, probably to the end of daylight saving.
Okay, right. What a great idea.
Yeah, well, there was the farmer's market last year. And it's very much along those lines, but the reality is that with a farmer's market entirely, you get quite restricted to the products you can have. So we've decided to make it the Waiheke Sunday Market, which is basically open to anyone that's got any artisan foods or artisan crafts.
Okay, but it's Waiheke people, not people coming from town.
I doubt there'll be people coming from across town. So no, we're actually looking like we're going to be a little bit pushed for space, but that's a great thing to have.
Absolutely. So what sort of things have you got lined up at the moment?
Well, of course, we've got our cheese. We'll also be selling Coromandel smoked products, as well as Patrick from Ringawarra's breads, as well as Food Embassy olive oils. And then you've got, you know, the mainstays from the Saturday market. You've got Richard Evatt with his honey, Richard Cox with his relish, Patrick and Rosie with their crepes, and on it goes.
Oh, that's great.
Dot and Tree with their beautiful satays that they're doing.
Uh-huh. So will there be any fresh vegetables?
Yes, there will. We've got the John and Margaret from Oripu are coming along, and in a couple of weeks' time we'll have one of the Dunleavies with their beautiful range of produce. And that's actually, so yeah, if anyone out there has got any produce that they'd like to sell, by all means make contact or just turn up, but we are looking for more produce, if anything.
Okay, so how do they make contact?
They can either phone me on 372 9695, or they can email me james@waihikicheese.co.nz.
Right, that sounds great. And I mean, things like free range eggs, or
yep,
that would be another thing, I guess, that people would like to buy.
I'm really happy to have the Sugar Plum Cupcake ladies turning up. They make the most amazing cupcakes, as well as some other delectable bakeables that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully tomorrow we're going to have a lady turn up who sells sugar-free organic treats as well for the kids.
Wow, what a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get involved in this?
Well, I've been going to the Ostend market for the last couple of seasons, and as I mentioned, the Sunday's market was, you know, really just the fact that there wasn't a Sunday market, and we can see that there is a need for people to be able to go out on Sunday as well and buy their produce.
Mm, yeah, because there's an awful lot happening on a Saturday, isn't there? Yeah, well, there usually is with sport and, yes, and other things, and you don't always have time to get to the market. Yeah, you know, I mean, when I'm doing the show, for instance, I don't have a chance to get to the market. It's all packing up when I go home.
Yeah.
It's good to have a Sunday alternative.
Also, too, we're going to have gold card specials.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay are going to run some gold card special meals, and some of the stall holders will also have gold card special deals as well.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course it will get, I think it says something here in the Gulf News article about the Bay restaurant coming on board and perhaps doing
breakfast.
They are.
Well, they've got the wonderful facilities down there. So you can use the bathrooms there and the FPOS machine as well as the bar. Not to mention the fact that they've got the most amazing oysters. They're called Yucky Oysters from up north.
Wow. Really?
Very. I had some oysters down there and I actually had to use a knife and cut them into three.
Oh, for goodness sake. Were they that big?
They're massive. They're the biggest oysters I've ever seen.
Wow. Okay. But they'd have to be pretty good to beat our local oysters from
Yes, they are. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're starting at 9 o'clock, did you say, tomorrow?
That's correct. 9 o'clock through to 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Right. This is the farmer's market. Well, it's not the farmer's market. I start again. It's the artisan's market.
Waiheke Sunday market.
Down at Matietia by the Bay restaurant.
Plenty of free car parking.
Free car parking?
Out the back, yes.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Okay. I just thought you had to pay down there.
No, there's a wonderful 24-hour free car parking right in front of where the market's going to be, really.
Oh, right. That's great. Yeah, we're talking to James Claremont, who was well known as the cheesemaker on the island. What is the name of your business, James?
We're Waiheke Island Cheese Company.
That's nice and easy to remember. Waiheke Island Cheese Company. And whereabouts your cheese is available? Apart from at your stall at the market.
Sure. Retail-wise, you can buy them in Oniroa at the Fruit and Veg, at the Wine Centre, and Surfdale at Island Time, and now at the Food Embassy. They've got the full range there as well. As well as selected restaurants will have one or two of our cheeses on their menu throughout
Excellent.
The summer.
Right. And so you'll be having your cheeses done at the market tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is the first of the Waiheke Artisan Markets.
That's right. And also
Sunday
tomorrow,
markets.
The only place you'll be able to buy my yoghurt. Ooh. Which is becoming very sought after.
Have you just started making it?
I've been making yogurt for the last 3 months when I've been milking my sheep.
All right.
Unfortunately, we've just had to dry the sheep off, so we're getting down now to the last few weeks of having yogurt available.
Right. Okay. And is it just plain yogurt or flavoured?
No, just a natural, plain sheep yogurt.
Right. And it's all good for you?
Very good. Well, the thing we went down the sheep route was it's got three times the calcium than dairy, so there's quite a few health benefits in having sheep dairy products.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, that's great. Well, look, we wish you all the best for this market, and what a great initiative to have a market on Waiheke on a Sunday where you can buy fresh produce, locally manufactured or grown, and it'll run right through until at least daylight saving next year, which is probably just around Easter or shortly thereafter.
That's correct.
So that's great. Well, good luck with that venture, James, and with your cheese making.
Thank you very much. And thanks for your time.
No problem. Our
okay.
pleasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oniroa.